purpose of practice is to have direct experience of Buddha nature. That is purpose of our practice. So, whatever you do, it should be the direct experience of Buddha nature. We say in fifth precept, we say don't even the precept which is not here. This is rather difficult to understand. In Japanese it is not so difficult, but in English it is rather difficult to understand. It means anyway, we say, when you sit, you say, I have something something occurred in your mind which is not so good. Some image card, something cover your wisdom or Buddha nature. When you say so, you have the idea of clearness, you know, because you have, you think you have to clear up your mind from all images. You have to keep your mind clear from various images which will come to you, or which you have already. You have, which you have already should be cleared up. So far you understand it, but Dogen then says, don't even try to clear up your mind, even though you have something here. Don't want to be pure. If you want to be pure, it means you have attached in to purity. That is also not so good. Don't attach to purity or impurity. Do you understand? So, when you bother by what you have done, it means you are attached to purity. This is not good. Buddha nature should be beyond pure or impure. It means just to be aware, just to be aware of your true nature, which is beyond pure or impure. Do you understand? Purity is not too attached to or purity. It's good, but Buddha nature is not pure or impure. Do you understand this point? If you understand this point, just to sit without thinking, without bothered by something which will come, or even though you have something in your image, don't try to escape from it. Just sit. It will go. And you are beyond thoughts, comments, come in and come out of the images. This is so called you are beyond intoxicating regard. This is a fifth precept. And the interpretation to the fifth precept. In fifth precept, we say, don't take, or don't sell, or don't buy intoxicating liquor. don't buy some images, or don't sell some images. Some intoxicating liquor, some attachment. Don't sell any attachment to anyone, or don't buy any attachment from outside. And to this precept, he said, don't be attached even to the purity, even to the evil which is not here. To attach to the evil which is not here means purity. You know, if there is no evil here, you are pure. But don't be attached to even the state of mind you have in purity. And even though you are not pure, don't try to escape from it. If you try to escape from it, it means you are attached to the purity. A small ego is working still. Your small ego is trying to push out the evil thought. So still you are occupied by small ego. As long as you are trying to get out of it, So the most important point is to acknowledge exactly what is Buddha nature. The Buddha nature is not small ego. It is big ego, which is observing what you do and accepting what you do always. Whatever you do, he will say, ah, that's good. Nothing wrong with it, he may say. So, if you are always aware of the true nature, and that is enlightenment, misunderstanding in our practice. I think most of people have this misunderstanding. The practice is something which we try to get out of ego. That is practice. If we by training, eventually we will attain enlightenment and we will be completely free from ego. That is our practice. This is usual understanding. But this practice is small practice, not big practice, not pure practice. That practice is your small practice. There is no big mind in your practice. So, to be aware of, to knowing what is true Buddha nature, what is true nature, being aware of it, and practice. As a practice of big mind is our true practice. So in our practice there is no evil or no good. It is not matter of evil or good. Both is good. There's no need to fight with it. Just let them come, let them go out. A so-called evil or good are something which your small mind created. In, for your true nature, there is no good or bad. Your true nature is something which is beyond good or bad. It is variable because it is beyond good and bad. It is variable. It is because you cannot figure out what it is. if you cannot accept something intelligible. You are still pursuing Buddha, good or bad in worldly sense, scientific way or philosophical way or ethical way. You are not pursuing religious practice. Ryokan. Do you know Ryokan? A famous sort of priest. He didn't mind nothing but the secret of Soto way. Concerning Soto practice, he was very strict, but he didn't mind whatever they say, whatever he himself feels. He doesn't mind. He didn't mind at all. Even though he's sick, he didn't mind. Even though people did not understand him, he did not mind at all. But if someone asks seriously, if he's not serious, he didn't mind. But when he thought someone was quite serious or sincere, he minded very much. And if someone asked him what is sort of way, he was very serious. Why? He has strict sense of Buddha nature. His Buddha nature is very, very sharp and strict. Because of that strictness, he can accept whatever life he has. He could accept his life. His poor and humble and unfortunate life. But he didn't mind at all, because he had strict sense of Buddha nature. So our practice is the practice. To accept everything as it is, and to do things as much as you can. Don't be greedy about your progress in your practice. If you can make progress little by little, as much as you can, that is enough. But concerning to the sense of Buddha nature, it should be very clear and strict. We say, you cannot plant any plant on the stone. You should be like a stone. You cannot plant anything on it. Any good or evil cannot grow on the Buddha nature. It is so hard and so strict. Good and bad is delusion. Any delusion can grow on your spirit. Or we say, Shin Sat Sunyo, this is Chinese word. You cannot, any needle can cannot thrash into a stone since it's funeral. It is impossible to thrash a needle into an iron. This kind of spirit is wanted when you practice our practice. Then you will make little by little, you will make progress. So Dogen Zen says our practice is like to go through the fog. It is not like to go out in a thunderstorm. If you go out in heavy rain, your clothes will be all at once wet. You will be soaked in water. But sudden rainstorm will not penetrate in your underwear. It will. But fog, when you walk through the thick fog for a long time, even though you don't know, realize your clothing is wet. It is wet. And it will penetrate into your underwear. This is the true practice. You don't think you made some progress. But you did a remarkable progress. If someone who knows what is real practice will acknowledge it, some people ask the Ryokan, do you have Daihanyakyo, great wisdom scripture? We have 600 volume of scripture about the wisdom. Do you have great wisdom, scripture of great wisdom, 600 volumes in your temple? Someone asked. And he asked him to write Daihanyakyo in Chinese character on his back. You please write down Daihanyakyo 600 kan here on his back. Oh, thank you very much. Here we have great wisdom scripture of great wisdom. And today I want to drive the 600 volumes of scripture in the sun, so that no one can eat it. So he died down. in the sunshine. Now today we have mushiboshi. Mushiboshi means in Japan once a year we spread all the scripture in the sunshine when it is fine and dry. So tonight we'll have a party, so please join us. It means if you cannot acknowledge, you know, my practice, maybe better to write that big Prajnaparamita Sutra. I am the big Prajnaparamita Sutra. If you don't acknowledge me, please write that on your back, so that you can acknowledge it. People who have no understanding of true practice cannot acknowledge who is good or who is bad. That is true. He himself, even for he himself, may be difficult to know how much progress he made. But for him, this is obvious. For him, each day is a good day, and each day is a day of enlightenment. enlightenment is on each day, on each practice you do. As long as you have clear understanding of Buddha nature. Dogen Zenji looks like giving his work for us. That's a philosophical way, but it is not so. It is not philosophy at all. That is why it is difficult to understand in philosophical way, or to translate it in English. In English, you haven't enough vocabulary to express it. Chinese was not perfect, so he made many words for himself to express his idea. That is why it is difficult to translate it. But here, what we are discussing about is not philosophy at all. What I am saying is not philosophy. So if you understand what I say, it is possible to know what I mean by Buddha nature. I think it is possible, because although my English is not good, but I think I can express myself about Buddha nature in my poor English. That is why I repeat same thing over and over again. When I think you don't understand, I repeat it until you understand it. If my words is not good enough, I will hit you. Then you will understand what I mean. As long as I understand it. You will understand. Someday, if you don't understand just now, someday you will understand. Someday, someone will understand. This is great patience. I think I will wait for an island to go to Seattle from Los Angeles. They say it is moving from Los Angeles to Seattle, like a boat in a million years. By the time it will reach to Seattle, someone will understand it. So if you don't understand it, I don't mind at all. Buddha said, whether you take my medicine or not, it's not my responsibility. Just to talk about it, just to try to help people, is my way. Whether or not you take it, that is not, it can't be helped if you don't take it. That is true. But he said, I prepared everything. Who will understand me? And I said, people, all the people which is possible to save, and I prepare to save all people when the time comes. So I said, all the human beings in my 80 years of age. That is true. So I don't think he wouldn't mind if one of his disciples understand him. It's good enough. There's possibility to save all human beings if one of his disciples understands him. In this way, Buddhism was spread one by one, little by little. When we become ready, Buddhism looks like normal. But when we have to be sincere, Buddhism will come out. Buddhism will be understood. You may say there is no more Buddhism in India or China or even in Japan. But Buddhism is eternal teaching.